Dinosaur's first recording session, introducing us to one of the most delightful artists in popular music, and still very much alive and well, I'm glad to say. Well, we'll have some more after the next break.
Murder on the Orient Express. Agatha Christie's famous whodunit comes to the screen, with Albert Finney and the greatest star cast of suspects ever assembled. Lauren Bacall, Martin Balsam, Ingrid Bergman, Jacqueline Bisset, Jean-Pierre Cassel, Sean Connery, John Gielgud, Wendy Hiller, Anthony Perkins, Vanessa Redgrave, Rachel Roberts, Richard Widmark, and Michael York. Murder on the Orient Express at the ABC 1 and 2 Shaftesbury Avenue now. All seats bookable, certificate A.
Here we are back on Mardi Gras. And our next first is by a jazz artist who left us 3 years ago, Louis Armstrong the Immortal. What I'm going to play is the first record to be issued in this country on which he plays. It's Alabama Bound by Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra, and it was put on sale at 1/6 a copy in Marks and Spencer's in April 1925. The recording isn't much, and the tune is just another of those choo-choo things, but Louis' solo makes it a classic of its kind.
Thank you.
Alabama Bound by Louis Armstrong with Fletcher Henderson's orchestra, just on 50 years ago. Now, next one isn't anything like as old. In fact, the soloist on it hadn't been born when Louis and Henderson the men made that one. Nevertheless, by June 1940, a young teenager secured her first important job with Ambrose's orchestra, and her very first record, Begin the Begin, started her on the road to fame. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Anne Shelton. Shelton, Begin the Begin with Ambrose and his orchestra. I could play you Ambrose's own first ever record, but it's pre-electrically recorded and it doesn't sound like the Ambrose we know. It could be anyone. So instead I'll play one of the first batch of records made in 1928 by another big-name British band, Billy Cotton's. This one is the Edwardian song hit Ida Sweet as Apple Cider, and as you'll hear, there's some fine jazz solo work on it. Thank you. Billy Cotton's London Savannah Band in 1928, Ida. And we'll have some more after the break.
The Marseille Contract, starring Michael Caine as Duray, debonair, playboy, assassin. Anthony Quinn as Ventura, the narco, with a special fund for murder. And James Mason as Brizard, the untouchable, the man who pulls the strings that pull the triggers. The Marseille Contract. Certificate A, South London, now.
How smart are you at spotting shopping bargains? Well now, if you find the best Super Savers in your store, any cart price food or drink item that strikes you as a real Super Saver, then the thing to do is phone Michael Aspel from 9:30 to 10 any weekday morning and tell him about it. You see, the best Super Saver of the day wins a £25 grocery voucher, and there are runners-up prizes too. So start spotting the bargains. Ring Michael and help us all save on our bills, and maybe win a month's groceries free yourself on Capital's Super Savers.
Welcome back to Mardi Gras. 1928 was the year when another top show business personality made his first record, the late Noel Coward. He'd just completed the work on the Cochrane Review This Year of Grace, and it was doing splendid business at the London Pavilion. One of the big numbers in it was The Room with a View. The stars in the show, Jesse Matthews and Sonny Hale, never recorded it, but the composer did, like this.
I've been cherishing through the perishing winter nights and days a funny little phrase that means such a lot to me that you got to be with me heart and soul, for on you the whole thing leans. Come with me and leave behind the noisy crowd. Sunlight shines for us above the clouds. Please don't turn away, or my dream will stay hidden out of sight among a lot of my loveys. A room with a view. And no one to worry us, no one to hurry us through this dream we found. We'll gaze at the sky and try to guess what it's all about. Then we will figure out why the world is round. Happy and contented as birds upon a tree, high above the mountains and seas. We'll build and we'll coo, and sorrow will never come, or will it ever come? Give advice, that sounds a paradise. You could fail to choose. With fingers entwined, we'll find relief from the preachers who always beseech us to mind. But we thank you. We'll watch the whole world pass before us while we are sitting still, leaning on our own windowsill. We'll bill and we'll coo, and maybe a stock will bring this, that and t'other thing. A room with above you.
Noel Coward in his famous A Room with a View, the first record ever to be issued of his voice. Only a few days before, another young star came to the HMV studios to make her first issued record. So this might be a good moment to play it and have a giggle as Gracie Fields takes Irving Berlin's Because I Love You and shreds it to pieces. You can almost imagine Fats Waller treating that number in a similarly irreverent way, can't you? Oh, that's a good idea. How about Fats' first record with his rhythm? He certainly made hay of dozens of sentimental pops in the 8 years he was recording with his rhythm, and the first of them was this one, I Wish I Were Twins.
Wonder why I had to fall for you, oh, you dog. Why do you make my life so tough? It seems I can't love you half enough. You're so heavenly, much too much for me.
I wish that I were twins, you ain't been baby kins,
so I could love you twice as much as I do. I'd have four loving arms to embrace you, four eyes to idolize you each time I face you.
With two hearts twice and true, what couldn't four lips do?
When four ears hear you saying I'm yours,
You grant me baby kin.
Wish that I'm a twin, so I could love you twice as much as I do.
The irrepressible, irresponsible, unsurpassable Fats Waller. I wish I were twins. Now here's another jazz great making his first solo appearance. It's Jack Teagarden, deputising for Miff Mole in Roger Wolf Kahn's orchestra in March 1928, assisted by Joe Venuti, Eddie Lang, Leo McConville and the other greats in the Kahn band. The title is She's a Great, Great Girl, and I hope it will please Mrs. Monica Lister of Southall, whose birthday was just last Sunday, she tells me. Well, many happy returns. And whose husband, Ken, is a Teagarden fan.
Thank you.
She's a Great Great Girl by a great great jazz man, Jack Teagarden, with Roger Wolf Kahn's orchestra, 1928. I met Jack Teagarden once. He was as great a personality offstage as he was a musician, and he well remembered making that record. I also made a friend of one of Britain's greatest band leaders and arrangers, who told me his first record was as pianist in the orchestra accompanying Sophie Tucker singing My Yiddisha Mama. So I'd like to play it now, in memory of a good friend, Lou Stone.
Of things I should be thankful for, I've had a goodly share. And as I sit in the comfort of a cozy chair, my fancy takes me to a humble east side tenement, three flights in the rear to where my childhood days were spent. It wasn't much like paradise, but amid the dirt and all, there sat the sweetest angel, one that I fondly my Yiddish mama. I need her more than ever now. My Yiddish mama, I'd love to kiss that wrinkled brow. I long to hold her hands once more, as in days gone by, and ask her to forgive me for things I did that made her cry. How few were her pleasures, she never cared for fashion styles. Her jewels and treasures, she found them in her baby smile. Oh, I know that I owe what I am today to that dear little lady, so old and gray, to that wonderful Yiddish.
Sophie Tucker, of course, accompanied by Ted Shapiro, directing a British studio orchestra with Lou Stone at the piano, making his first record ever. That too was in 1928, the year a young German actress made a brief appearance on a very rare record made in Berlin. She was just one of a chorus, but by 1930 she'd made her first talkie and recorded the songs from it in English and German. Here is Marlene Dietrich in the song that introduced her to Britain, Falling in Love Again, from her first talkie, The Blue Angel.
Falling in love again,
Ageless Marlene Dietrich, in impeccable English, singing one of her best love numbers. And while on the subject of films, a young man of 30 made his first, and I think his only, record in 1932, just a couple of cheerful songs of the time. He became one of Italy's greatest film directors, and he died last week, aged 73, Vittorio De Sica. Here is one of the rarest of all the records I've ever played you. Vittorio De Sica singing I Quattro Amori, Four Loves.
Quando detta al cuore comanda e fai da te di quattro bimbe belle sei invaghito. Ognuna è come un fiore ma sono quattro ahimè ed io dovrei lasciarne almeno tre. Giù giù, lo lo, fru fru, clo clo, fra tutte e quattro scegliere non so. Clo clo, fru fru, lo lo, giù giù, la prima gli occhi neri e l'altra blu. Lolo ha i capelli biondi come piacciono a me, giù giù due fianchi tondi ed è il mio tipo ideale. Clo clo, fru fru, Lolo, giù giù, mi piacciono tutte e quattro sempre più. Se un fremito m'assale, giù giù mi stringe al cuor, Lolo mi fa guarire ogni tormento. Se il capo mi fa male, fru fru va dal dottor, e poi clo clo mi cura il raffreddor. Giù giù, Lolo, fru fru, clo clo, uguali a me van pazze per lo sport. Clo clo, fru fru, lo lo, giù giù, la prima d'ora il tuffo a testa in giù. Fru fru coi nazionali va a giocare al pallone, lo lo e giù giù, speciali per colpire al bersaglio. Clo clo, fru fru, lo lo, giù giù, le sposo tutte e non ci penso più. Giù giù, lo lo, fru fru, clo clo, ma al municipio poi come farò? Clo clo, fru fru, lo lo, giù giù, dovrò sposarne una e non di più. Se sceglierò la prima, la seconda morrà, e poi lo lo e giù giù, una decisione mi resta. Clo clo, fru fru, lo lo, giù giù, le pianto tutte e non ci penso più.
Vittorio De Sica singing I Quattro Amori in 1932. Now, to end this show, I'm going to play a record that was the first ever issued that featured clarinetist Benny Goodman, then aged 17, and it also features another famous band leader, Glenn Miller, on trombone, aged 21. It's Deed I Do by Ben Pollack and his Californians, with Ben Pollack playing drums and singing, made in Chicago in 1926. Ben Pollack and his Californians, including Benny Goodman from Chicago and Glenn Miller from Iowa, Deed I Do. And that'll have to be the lot this week, but don't forget, I'd love to have you come along to next week's show, especially as it's request night. Naturally, I can't play everyone's request, but you never know, I might play yours. See you next week, then. Well, by the way, how about this to sign off with this week instead of our usual signature tune? Tiger Rag, the first record by the Mills Brothers. Until then, this is Brian Russ saying goodnight from Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz.
Hold that tiger, 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 hold that tiger. Where's that tiger? Where's that tiger? Here's that tiger. Where's that tiger? Here's that tiger. Where's that tiger? Here's that tiger. Boat a little lady, 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 da da wa ba ba bi di da da di bi di 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 da 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 wa da 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 di di da di
12 midnight, Ian Gilchrist with Capital News.